This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the primary election, voters approved local government study commissions for Gallatin County, the City of Bozeman, and the Town of West Yellowstone, and from June until 5 p.m. Monday, August 12th, candidates submitted their names for the study commissions. For the City of Bozeman's Local Government Study Commission, 22 people have filed for the 7 available seats on the commission. Ann Donovan, Don Seifert, Josh and Klaus Tuninga, Christopher Gray, Robert Fish, Jeff Kraus, Amber Jukka, Billy McWilliams, Andy Eppel, Steve White, Janae Hagen, Josh Sadai, Robert Webster, Renee Flynn, Jacqueline Haynes, Ted Barkley, E.J. Porth, Mitchell Blazik, Elijah Mathias, and Jamie McCray. They'll all be listed on the general election ballot, and the top 7 vote-getters will be elected to the 2-year City of Bozeman Study Commission. For the Gallatin County Study Commission, 16 candidates have filed for 5 commission slots. Barrett McQueston, Carson Taylor, Jan Strout, Stephanie Spencer, Roger Blank, Becky Franks, Rio Rowland, Terry Patterson, Deanna Campbell, Michael Veselick, Harrison Howarth, Wiley Phillips and Connor Pollock, McCullough Roach, Emily Daniels, and Barb Sestero. They will all be listed on the general election ballot, and the top 5 vote-getters will win election to the Gallatin County 2-year Local Government Study Commission. Candidates for study commission positions must be electors, that is, residents and registered voters, of the local government for which the study commission has been established. The candidates may not be current elected officials of the local government. The Montana Constitution provides the opportunity for citizens to review their government structure by electing local government study commissions to conduct hearings and consider changes to the form of their governments for 2 years, then making no more than 3 separate recommendations to voters in the next federal general election. That'll be in November 2026. Just 2 of the needed 3 candidates filed for the Local Government Study Commission for the town of West Yellowstone. They are Casey McCray and William Fentavila. Montana state law says that if the number of study commissioners elected is not equal to the number required to be selected, the presiding officer of the governing body, with the confirmation of the governing body, shall appoint the additional study commissioners within 20 days after the election. That means that the chair and the city council of West Yellowstone will select a 3rd member of that local government study commission. Wyoming, a state that hosts 2 national parks, Yellowstone and Grand Teton, has launched a new Instagram filter to keep animals and people safe in an attempt to solve the problem of enthusiastic national park visitors who get too close to wildlife trying to get a good picture, bothering wildlife and unleashing chaos in incidents that sometimes end in tragedy. Jackson Hole, Wyoming is taking a novel approach to keeping people and animals safe. The city's tourism board is using social media to help visitors keep their boundaries in check. The new Instagram filter is fittingly called Selfie Control. The Jackson Hole Tourism Board says, "Selfie Control is your reminder that viewing and taking photos of wildlife is allowed and acceptable, but staying the appropriate distance is more than a suggestion. It's a requirement for visitor safety and the safety of the animals." Selfie Control is a distance calculator. Visitors to parks like Grand Teton and Yellowstone can search the filter on Instagram and scroll through animal options on their screen to identify the wildlife they're seeing. If the animal appears bigger than the icon on the phone, the photographer is too close and needs to step back. When in doubt, the tourism board says, getting the shot is not worth the risk to a person or the wildlife, and a little self-control can go a long way. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.